People ask me, how you speak so much? I literally slowed myself down this year to build this here, and I'm still over hundreds, okay? But check this out. This is what I did. So I'm saying the same thing you just said. Since everybody here is a public speaker, I'm going to tell you how I became, in my first year of public speaking, a keynote that would speak over 100 times in his first year that he started. Okay, does this make sense? And I found it out by accident, and I've never stopped applying it. And I wish more people would do it. Here's how I started. Started as a preacher, okay? That's a keynote. Don't get it twisted. That is a keynote. You're the only one talking up there. Does that make sense? You've been asked, hey, can you preach for me? That's basically saying, hey, can you keynote for me? Does that make sense? The same thing. Okay.
That's why I asked that question.
Okay, I'm finna hook you up. Here's what I did. I wanted to be so good at what I did. This is every time I got that feeling. Now, listen to me. If you're not open, you won't receive what I'm about to say. I'll just plant the seeds if you're not open. Every time I got that feeling, I wrote a full sermon. Okay? Then I get through and go do what I got to do. I clock in at where I had a job at the time. And it hit me at the job. I'm like, ooh, I need to write this down. I wrote down a title. And I wrote where I wanted to come from. When I got on a break or off, I wrote again. Here's what happened. Before I ever started, I got the feeling, because I knew, you know, you get like a first sermon date or whatever. I got the feeling. By the time I got to do my first keynote speaking or first sermon, right, I had over 100 sermons. Okay, here's what I did. I literally wrote down over 100. Who's been in my house and seen, I think that was you. You've been in my house and you saw all those, the binders.
The binders at the bottom.
It's like Tempest did like three. It's like a 3.5 inches. It's three inch binders, and you know a sheet of paper, and they're filled to. They're so full, I can't put nothing else in there. That's every time I've spoken. That's written down. Not when I was surprised. That's what's written down. That's over 1,000 right there. You understand what I'm saying? Because I had this crazy habit of writing down. I didn't know that I was applying natural laws that are infallible, that are unbreakable. I didn't know that every time I wrote a message, that this world would conspire to get me to speak that message. I didn't know that. I accidentally I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. I thought everybody spoke as much as me in my first year. The truth is, you speak two times or something. I was over hundreds. Now check this out. I've been doing that ever since. If you look, I have, right in the last 6 months, I have written over 100 seminars. I'm not joking. In the last 6 months. Now watch it. Not keynotes. I've written seminars, which is keynote after keynote after keynote. That means I literally taken 8-hour seminars and wrote every one of them. On my laptop right now, I have over 500 seminars that I have not spoken yet. Now, if the law of attraction is real, if you're Christian, if your God is real, He don't waste anything. So I can't write something He's not going to use. Let's apply it to you. What kind of preparation are you doing? There's a two farmers. They're waiting on rain. Rain, when are you coming? And one farmer goes out in the middle of a drought. Tills the field, plants the seeds, and he goes home. The other farmer says, nothing. The rain came. The farmer who tilled the field in the drought got the harvest. But the farmer who waited on the blessing got nothing but more drought. How are you performing in the drought of your lives? Because you cannot be successful when you're not willing to plant, till, and work right and prepare in the drought. Make sense? Sweet. All right, what else we got?